The Wollombi Valley sits about an hour and a half north of Sydney, and you come up over Mangrove Mountain and then down into Wollombi Valley, which has been carved out between the Wadigans and the Yengo National Park by the Wollombi Brook. It was listed by the National Trust in the 1970s as a place of special significance. I should also mention, it's a very important area for the original indigenous population. In Yengo National Park, you've got Mount Yengo, which was a sacred site of great importance.
What is planned now that AGL and Sydney Gas have licences for gas exploration in the area?
What they're looking to do is extract methane gas, which sits in coal seams. In order to do that, they drill down and they find the coal seam, take geological cores, and they take those away and assess how much methane sits in the coal. If they find that there is sufficient methane in the coal seam, they can't get the methane out until the water comes out of the coal seam.
So what are the environmental impacts of such a process?
The water that they take out of the coal seam is saline and contains very high levels of dissolved solids like heavy metals, so it's contaminated. They then have to take it away from the site because if it spills, it will contaminate brooks and it will contaminate the surrounding land. So they have to remove this in road tankers, and you can be looking at hundreds of thousands of litres of water being removed each week from the site. The other thing is that they then have to fracture the coal seam in order for the methane gas to actually flow up to the wellhead. When they fracture the coal seam, it can, and it has been known, to cause the methane to vent unpredictably. That is, come up in places where it's not meant to. This happened at a place not far from here called Stroud, near Gloucester, just north of Newcastle. And the methane gas itself, when it comes up, it can come up through the soil, and it anoxidizes the soil. That removes all the oxygen and kills the soil and kills all the vegetation. It can bubble up through the creeks, like it's doing so in the Cataract River just south of Sydney at the moment, and to such an extent that you can actually set fire to it. It can also, it's been known in some places overseas, to vent up into people's houses. So it's a dangerous process. It's an uncertain process. The reason it's not mentioned in the Onshore Petroleum Act, that methane is not mentioned, is that it's a new technology. It's something they've only been doing for a couple of decades. That's sort of internationally, and they've hardly been doing it here in Australia at all.
Have they started drilling yet in the Wollombi Valley?
Yes, they have. They've started drilling at one site called Payne's Crossing. They're at the exploration stage. If they find that there is a gas field here in the Wollombi Valley that is productive, they would then set about developing the gas field. When you develop a gas field, a methane gas field, you look to install sort of up to around 200 gas wellheads in an area of about 30 square kilometres. So you could imagine what sort of effect it would have if you had 200 gas wellheads, each with a pipeline coming away from it, each with fencing around it, each with roads running across the paddocks to it. And then all those pipelines would be coming from each of these wellheads to a compressor station. It's the law itself which is wrong. It just seems to be at the whim of the Minister of the Department of Primary Industries who issues these licences. And I must say that there are many, many such licences which have been issued right across the state of New South Wales, and there are many other communities who are facing these problems.
Greens councillor with Cessnock City Council, James Ryan, has similar criticisms of the state government's power here, particularly Planning Minister Frank Sartors.
The applications will be filed under Part 3A of the Environment Planning and Assessment Act, which is at Minister's discretion. And one of the curious features of Part 3A is that the Minister will determine what level of environmental assessment is required, as well as whether the project goes ahead or not. So Cessnock Council will be totally bypassed.
Has this developmental clause, Part 3A, been a problem for your council in the past?
Well, I think it's a problem for the whole of New South Wales, because it came in 2005 and 2006, and it's part of a whole regime of the New South Wales Labor government has been increasing the number of development applications which are considered by the minister, and there's a diminishing of the opportunities for the public to have input. What Part 3A has also done is reduce the opportunities for objectors to challenge decisions in court.
You have concerns about the level of environment assessment these exploration licences receive. What are the issues here?
One of the concerns has to be, has there been sufficient environmental research to demonstrate that it is actually a safe process? And you know, to my knowledge, that research doesn't exist. It's one thing to say we could utilise methane gas in current coal operations. It's quite another to say that we should be going and making new wells and new drill holes to search for more methane gas, because while natural gas or methane gas does burn cleaner than coal, it's still a carbon fuel. I think there is a valid point in saying let's utilise the coal seam methane that's being released now by current coal mining operations, but that doesn't justify a wholesale wave of exploration and mining of coal seam gas.